Hi there, welcome to this week's episode of the Heart of Youth Leader podcast. My name's Andy Castle, founder and CEO of Thrive Youth Ministries, based in Warwickshire in the UK. I want to talk to you today about taking time to retreat. I wonder how you are at this. Do you book in time to just get away with the Lord? Do you find it's easier to keep on going and going and doing stuff, and then you just pause before you do more stuff? And often that pausing is really just overnight sleeping, or whether you're really good at just blocking out time to seek the Lord afresh, to get renewed in your own spiritual walk and journey so you can give out. I was talking with a really good friend of mine who's been doing youth work as long as I have recently, and he admitted to me that actually his desire is to do for the Lord far more than it is to be with the Lord. And, you know, I just thanked him. I said, thank you so much for being so honest, because I think for a lot of us that can often be the truth, that we don't really spend too much with time with God because we'd rather be getting on and doing stuff and seeing great things happen in his name. And of course we want to see his kingdom come, we want to see lives transformed, don't we? But we don't want to see lives transformed at the cost or the sacrifice of our own relationship with God. We need to remember that the most important thing for us in our Father's eyes is our relationship with him through Jesus. That's the number one. He wants us to be with him. And it's through our being with him that we get to partner in what he wants to do through us to reach the hurting world that we live in. And for me, the best way of doing this is to book in time to retreat. Now, if you're an employed youth or children's worker or family worker or anything like that, this should be part of your regular rhythm. And yet I know so many youth workers who don't do this, almost because they feel it's bunking off. I took a group of centre youth directors away back in the autumn for a retreat together, just to seek the Lord together and to pray for one another. And one of them said, well, this feels a bit like a jolly, and it's almost like we shouldn't be doing this. Don't let anyone know we're doing this, because if this gets out, it sounds like we're taking an extra day off, as if our churches and the people we who support us and fund us wouldn't want us to be seeking the Lord for what he's wanting to do with us. Of course, it's bonkers. In fact, if any of your supporters or people who fund you heard that you were not taking time to pray for your ministry, that would cause them great concern. They'd be like, what do you mean you're doing this without praying? That's ridiculous. Seeking the Lord is always good. And it's not an extra special thing in terms of a luxury that our time often can't afford. Actually, it's an essential priority for healthy leadership and healthy youth ministry. So to book in time off. And if you're a volunteer youth leader, well, first of all, thank you so much. Our churches need more people like you. But if you've got a full-time job doing something else where it's obviously you can't include taking a retreat as part of your work, do all you can to take a day's annual leave occasionally, or to take a Saturday or a Sunday. Negotiate with your family if necessary, or your spouse, and see if you can get just a day, even if it's just like a long morning or a long afternoon, where you can just get away and seek the Lord free from distraction. And people find it hard sometimes to retreat. They think, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I think if that's the reality, that's when you realise you need to retreat more. Because spending time in your Father's presence should be something that we eagerly desire. And King David in the Psalms, in Psalm 27, wrote, one thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. There's just such life-giving words of giving us restoration, that desire. All we desire is to spend time with our Lord, spend time with our Heavenly Father. And David's not writing this from a place of rest. He's writing this from a place of hiding from King Saul's army, who are out to kill him. And the psalm is in the context of his enemies are all around him. And yet the one thing he desires, the one thing he seeks, is not safety. It's not that they'll go away. It's not that he will have victory. It's that he will spend time in the house of the Lord all the days of his life, and that he will be fully attentive to what God is doing, that he will gaze on the beauty of the Lord. And for me, I find retreat days help me to do this. And I think it's helpful to get away, go somewhere where you're not going to be distracted by the house cleaning or the washing or the chores of your own home. If you struggle to sit still in silence or quiet, then go for a long hike across God's creation. Get yourself in the countryside, maybe enjoy a pub lunch, those kind of things, and just enjoy being in the company of your Father. If you're good at spending time on your own and you like spending time on your own, to retreat and sit somewhere with a beautiful view is lovely, but to go to a retreat house would be amazing. My friends Mandy and Pete English, if you're in the UK, have opened their home called Tall Trees. If you Google Tall Trees, I'll put a link in the show notes as well to it. But they open their house for youth workers and youth leaders and children's leaders who want to retreat personally. And it's beautiful because it's in the countryside with loads of beautiful hills around, and you can go and spend time in their garden, spend time in their house, and you can go for walks and just walk with the Lord and let him speak to you. Don't need to go with an agenda. Don't need to go with a strategy meeting with the Lord, but a restoring meeting with the Lord. It's like a health check, a spiritual health check, where we just open ourselves to the Lord and say, Lord, what do you want to talk to me about today? You might want to start your day with reading a psalm or reading a passage of scripture and just allowing you to soak in the words. Just allow them to wash over you. You might want to journal a bit, write down all the stuff's in your head. Tell you what happens with me is whenever I try and retreat, my head just like fills up with so much other stuff. Don't forget this, don't forget that. Have you thought about how you're going to do that, Andy? And rather than battling that, rather than fighting it, rather than thinking, how am I going to process that? Just write it down. Just write the stuff down. So you've got stuff that you're going to come back to late that day or the next day or your next working day or whatever. And so you're not distracted because, we're in a spiritual battle and the evil one wants to distract us from giving our attention to the Lord. So it's easy for us to get distracted. Write them down so you won't worry about remembering them. And then refocus on the Lord and allow him to speak to you. But enjoy it. It should be a luxury day. It's walking or spending time with your Heavenly Father who delights in you. So he wants to pour his blessing on you. And it's amazing. As we stop and be still over the course of the day, it's like the muck in our lives, the busyness of our lives starts to settle. A bit like Ruth Haley Barton says in one of her books on retreating, it's a bit like getting a jar of water from the river and it's really murky and you're like, oh, that's disgusting. But if you put that jar on the side for a few minutes, it starts to clear as the sediment and the dirt either floats to the top or sinks to the bottom, allowing the water to get clearer. And I think a retreat day's like that. The longer we wait in the Lord's presence, the longer we're still before him, the clearer what he's doing in our lives becomes, the clearer the things we need to pray for. Maybe we need to repent of some stuff, but we need to be filled with his desire and his spirit, and it will increase our longing and it will increase the fruitfulness of our youth ministries. So book in a time to retreat, and if you haven't done it for a while, do it very soon. Let me know how you get on. Have a great week. Go for it.